Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot hits a little different. When football season is here, Elliot, welcome back, even though you're probably on the show on Thursday.
Yeah. No, it feels good to come right from the NovaCare to here.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like I'm coming right with all the information, the football takes. A lot of stuff happened today.
So. Oh, did it?
Yeah.
We started off the show talking about the Cowboys and how it sort of hit me at some point this weekend. I actually think the Eagles are going to obliterate them on Thursday.
I feel exactly opposite. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, this will
okay.
be fun.
Well, but I kind of wanted... I think it kind of sucks that the Cowboys are this dysfunctional.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, I feel like the Micah Parsons thing was almost like a moment at where the Jerry Jones, like, his grasp on all of this sort of, like, he lost his grasp on all of it. And it's more fun when our rivals are good. I don't want them to be better than us, but it's so many years of this. To me, it has made the rivalry less fun.
Well, we've definitely been robbed of good Eagles-Cowboys games. Every year, it's either Dak isn't playing or it's end of the year and the game doesn't matter. Jalen's not playing. I mean, Jalen and Dak have probably only played against each other maybe three or four times, and they've both been the starting quarterbacks for 4 years. So it barely happens. But so I'm watching the Cowboys documentary on Netflix. Have you guys watched this?
Yeah.
Very good. And I would never. Yeah, well, you're a Philly, you're a Philly guy.
In fact, I turned it on, and then on the other TV, I just go watch the
just
birds
Dallas
Super Bowls.
Yeah. But I will say, after watching it, I 1,000% wish the Cowboys were better. Like, you watch, like, back then when the Cowboys mattered, like, that was so cool. It's like all the stars they had, they were a huge brand. If the Eagles and the Cowboys were good at the same time, like, that would be awesome. So man, I 1,000% wish they were better.
You weren't here, meaning you were too young or not born yet, right? To know how nauseating that is.
You're talking about, like, Aikman? And
yes.
It seemed awesome to me. I'm not going to lie. I watch it kind of like, I get it. Well, I can see why there's so many Cowboys fans around here.
You think Elliot would have had the Cowboys starter jacket?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
He said definitely.
And good colors. Yeah.
Well, it made me think of it last year when I was thinking about last season and the Commanders being good, that all of a sudden this was fun.
Yeah.
And Redskins haven't been good since Mark Rippon. I mean, there was that 1 year of RG3, but really they haven't been relevant.
And that was one and done. They had a playoff game.
The Giants haven't been relevant in a while.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss having a rival.
Yeah, I mean,
we
I think
actually
rivalries are fun. Like, I agreed with Jack last year when he said the 49ers. Were bigger rivals because, like, the games they played,
which they weren't.
They were at the moment for sure.
I told you they weren't.
Well, they were at the moment.
The moment they curb stomped us, we got rid of that rivalry.
Well, they got rid of that rivalry.
I mean, we wanted no more parts of that stuff once they stomped us in that game.
Yeah, but it was fun having a team that the Eagles were competing against that people could hate. Like, there's not been that team for successive years in a while. I mean, Tampa, you could argue, but Tampa's not a real team.
Nobody really thinks about Tampa.
So, if the Cowboys were great, I think that would be That would be awesome.
So you mentioned
no, that would not.
That's a clip. That's a clip. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that? I think Elliot is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. So you mentioned a lot happened at practice today. That one piece of good news is that Landon Dickerson was on the field.
Yeah, so Landon was not on the practice field yesterday, which was odd because he was out there the day before. So for the three-day practice, kind of, you know, days of practice, he was out there the first day, missed the second, was out there today. Now, I was in the locker room after. I did have to leave like 10 minutes early, so maybe he talked, but he was not in the locker room afterwards for what it's worth, so we still haven't heard from him. But the fact he was out there, I feel very confident he'll be out there on Thursday.
So Ike and I were talking about this before the show. Makes me a little nervous that he had a back thing right after the knee thing. And only because, like, he came back pretty quick from the knee thing. Mm-hmm. And when you have, like, an imbalance, when you're favoring one leg or the other, that is when the back stuff can start.
Yeah.
Because you're not walking the same way. You're not running the same way. Everything's sort of off. And I wonder if he maybe should have given it another couple of, you know, I'm not a doctor, but
I was going to say you are a Joel Embiid expert, though. So I feel like if anything, you are qualified.
You know, meniscus,
the way you're talking about the knees and
Well, then.
No, but it's true.
I can tell you from personal experience, I've had back problems for 25 years. And when I first had surgery on my hip, before I had the replacement, I had labral tear surgery about 10 years ago. And after I had labral tear surgery and went through PT, my back issues pretty much went away for 4 or 5 years, specifically because I didn't have that imbalance anymore. It just worries me that he was out there so quickly. I know football players are tough and I get it, but like he was practicing pretty quick after that
knee
surgery.
Yeah, so I understand when the news came out, everyone was excited. It wasn't season-ending injury, obviously. But I do think there was a little kind of premature celebration on the way that when a big guy like that has a knee problem, it is really hard in season to recover from that. In my experience, I've seen great players like Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, miss training camp, and then their seasons are impacted by it. So, yeah, I think, you know, if he didn't hurt his knee, does the back injury happen? I guess we can't say for sure. But it just seems like this is going to be an all-season thing with Landon. Now, the good news is he does play through pain. We've seen that. I mean, we do the Players Lounge with him. Like, we talk to him on Mondays. You can tell he plays beat up, so he will be out there. But when you miss camp or part of camp and it's a leg injury, that just, it sounds like it's going to be an all-year thing.
So if he goes out, is it Brett Toth that goes in there for
him? I think it'll be Brett Toth, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, so Brett Toth took the reps yesterday in practice. Okay. In individuals, at least, next to Mailata.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would have thought maybe Matt Pryor, right. Especially now that they have Fred Johnson. But yesterday it was Brett Toth taking those reps.
So here's another thing. So we had Cam Jurgens on the show last week, and I asked him about the distraction of banner night, and especially when they're all trying to focus on forward. And he said to us, he said, I didn't even know that was happening. So then today, Nick Sirianni said this.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
All right, so that's I think when Cam Jurgens said it to us, I sort of believed him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way Nick Sirianni didn't know.
1,000% Nick knew it was banner.
It's 100%.
There's no way. I think that was Nick trying to stick with the whole we've moved on, we're not thinking about these things. But I think it's a mistake. Like, I think they should be out there for the banner. And I think this obsession with getting over the Super Bowl has gone a little too far. Like, why can't you watch the banner be unveiled? You worked hard for that banner. I know a lot of players are now not on the team, but a lot of players were. And for a lot of players, look, we all think they could win another Super Bowl. They might not. This could be the only time they get to see the work that they did get unveiled with all the fans. I just think they're trying so hard to ignore it. It feels over the top. Like, it shouldn't impact your players if you're standing on the sideline watching the banner get unveiled. It feels like a moment is being taken from them.
Yeah. I couldn't disagree with you more. Mm. This is the right approach. You know, there's a lot of pageantry and celebratory stuff that'll be going on. You got celebrities everywhere on the sideline. Everybody will be here. Be a lot of glad handing and patting you on the back. It's enough of that stuff that'll be taking place during the pregame, right? That's nothing but a distraction for a team that's trying to stay focused. That's the problem with when you win the championship, as if I know what that feels like. But keeping that hunger there. Right? Keeping that hunger. So you get softened up by all this reminiscing about last year. again, they're going to have to deal with the fanfare and the sideline passes to celebrities and this celebrity and that celebrity and this celebrity and that celebrity want to take pictures. All that stuff that happens when they're out there on the field during warm-ups, right? So to be out there, lights coming down, highlights of the Super Bowl and last year being played and the banner being unveiled, it's nothing but a distraction for them. So I'm okay with them not being out there for it. They got to get ready for a football game. Basketball is different. They got 81 games to play. Most teams, when they unveil the basketball championship banner, they wind up losing that night anyway because they're getting rings and everything else that night. Mm-hmm. The other team is more focused on playing than the actual people who are getting the rings and watching the banner. Very similar in football, man. Now, we were lucky enough to pull that win out. I don't remember if they were out there for the Falcons win. For that game.
I don't believe they were.
I don't think they were.
But that was a weird night because remember there was the rain.
It was
the game
the delay.
Got,
yes.
Which was a shame. For
yes,
the...
totally was. I think that did have a lot to do with why they
shorter.
Played sluggish that night. But I'm okay with it. I really am. I don't think this to me is different than not putting the ring on, which I don't believe happened.
Right.
Yeah, I do believe at some point he tried that ring on.
So I think it's similar. In the way that, allowing yourself to have a few minutes to remember what you did.
And, it's rock and roll time.
But that you can have rock and roll time.
We were at the damn, whatever venue they were at. They were celebrating.
Yeah, the ring ceremony
you're
talking about.
It was party night that night. I can understand enjoying that night. Come Thursday night, it ain't party night.
But we're talking about 3 or 4 minutes here. It's not going to be an hour-long ceremony. So the players being on the sideline, and when they run out on the field, the banner's not coming down. Like, the banner is going to be up there all year.
Yeah.
And this is my issue.
Take a peek at it.
Right, but this is my issue with how they've kind of handled this. Yeah. I understand they need to have a mentality of we haven't accomplished anything. I get that. But it just sounds like they're exhausting so much energy talking about moving on from last year. I mean, every time a player tells a story about Nick talking to the team, and I know we don't hear all of his message, but it's about last year. Like Mailata said, he gave a presentation where there was a car and the Super Bowl was in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Saquon said he had a quote where it was like, if you think you're the reason that we won the Super Bowl, you're right. If you think you're the only reason, you're wrong. Everything seems tied to this Super Bowl. So why not just embrace the fact you're defending champions? Why not run out there, look at what you accomplished, and then go out there with that excitement and that motivation from seeing it? It feels like they're trying really, really hard to make this message that's just not true. Like, they are champions.
No, I agree with you on that. But you started this train going this way. In other words, they started it with the whole the championship is behind us and all of that. You can't then, on banner night, turn around and be out there staring up at the banner, reminiscing about last year. The banner is for us. It's for the fans. We don't get to enjoy. We didn't get to enjoy the ring ceremony, right? So the banner is for us. We're the ones going to pack the stadium every home game. That's going to be there forever. Sure, the players come back. They come, they go, they leave, they stay, whatever. But the banner being lifted or raised or lowered, what is they doing? They lowering the banner?
I think they just unveil the thing. They just pull something off of it.
Yeah, it's already up. They're just going to.
Right, they just pulled it off.
And by the way, they need to make the banner a different color than the division and conference championships banners.
They should make it, honestly.
They should make it green.
Agreed, yeah. Make it stand out more.
Actually, I just heard from Under Armour and Bryce, they should make it blue and silver.
The rivalry banner?
The rivalry banner. And then every time one of the NFC East teams comes in, we'll make it blue and red when the Giants are here. We'll make it yellow.
Well, it's funny because the rivalry thing does remind me a little bit. And I think you were here for this, but for the Beat Dallas shirts that Nick did?
I was not.
Okay, it's similar in that, well-intentioned, but bad execution.
My whole thing on the Super Bowl stuff is actually somewhere in between you guys. It's just they're really trying to convince themselves that last year is behind them. Mm-hmm. And I guess I appreciate the effort. It's clearly not. I mean
they play the Chiefs next week. What do they think the story is going to be all week?
Now, I don't mind them not being out there for the banner thing, whatever makes them happy. But the thing that is sneaking into my head is this. I will not forget, and I think I brought it up once before, after they got to the Super Bowl, interviewed Mailata for a music podcast afterwards, and I said, hey, this season, you guys got all the way to the Super Bowl, you didn't win, how do you go into a season after you got so close? And he's like, we just put last year behind us, it didn't happen, and then they went on to have the biggest collapse since Rich Kotite. It's just like, they're trying to talk themselves into it. I just don't, it doesn't feel realistic.
Well, but
to
my
me.
Thing too is the objective is the same. Whether your message is we're the champs, let's go defend it, the objective is to win the Super Bowl. Whether mm-hmm. the message is we didn't win it, let's focus on this year, the objective is to win the Super Bowl. So maybe this isn't a great analogy, but it reminds me a little bit of like, if I go and spend a ton of money, I won't look at my bank account because I'm like, oh, like I just don't even want to know the damage I did, right? But then once I look in there, I feel better. Or when I'm like avoiding a problem, once I just embrace it, I feel better. I almost think to the like them trying to avoid the shiny trophy in the corner, like just look at it. Like instead of exhausting all this energy trying to avoid it, if you just look over there and embrace it, maybe you can use it as motivation.
But they aren't exhausting a ton of
energy. And they have more money than me, so it's probably
a little. I don't think they're exhausting a lot of energy. I just think they're trying to keep the message the same. And again, I think they've done studies. I think Nick has talked to enough people that have won championships. And maybe this is sort of the advice that he was given, that you almost have to act as if you didn't win mm-hmm. the Super Bowl the year before. I don't know how Belichick was able to go back and repeat and do what they did year after year after year. Andy Reid, you know, being out there in Kansas City. I don't know how they were able to do that. I don't know if they handled it this way or they embraced it or what have you. I just think they're trying to avoid this whole hangover. And athletes are wired differently. You almost have to leave a carrot in front of them so that they have something that they're chasing, mm-hmm. right? And that's what I believe they're trying to do. We'll see if it works. Like, I understand people who aren't like, eh, come on, man. Because I said the same thing. Like, dude, y'all won the Super Bowl. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just because right, you don't talk about it doesn't mean you didn't win it.
Right.
So I get it, but if it works for them psychologically...
Well, let me ask you
this. We'll see if it works.
We'll have to see if it works.
Let me ask you this, because when you were on those teams from 2000 to 2004, you did not get to the Super Bowl, but obviously you got far every year, and the... I don't want to say the ghost, but the past year's results did they were storylines in next year.
Yeah.
Did you guys say, like, last year's last year, we're not thinking about that? Or did you embrace, hey, we're trying to get
motivation,
to the...
motivation, yeah.
So you...
We didn't run from it, yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
You guys went back year after year after year. Like, yeah. I don't know. I mean, Nick's been good with the messaging. I think Nick has the team in a good place. It's just when you're down there every day and it's like, you know, you hear about this message about the Super Bowl, that message about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl logo is up in the locker room. Like, the two logos are up there. It's just, it seems like they're trying hard to run from it when you could just embrace it.
And it's up in the indoor facility. I was down there last week.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
Yeah.
So
you can't even avoid it.
You said big day of practice. Anything? Do we have any further info on who's starting? Quarterback?
They're not going to say. But from being down there all week, I think it's going to be Adoree Jackson. It's going to be Sidney Brown. Makuba was limited in practice yesterday. I wonder if he's even active. Like, if he's not going to play special teams and he hasn't practiced recently, maybe they just say he's not healthy and can't play. So I think it'll be Adoree, Sidney Brown, and Jahad Campbell. But of the three, I think Trotter might get on the field a little bit.
If Whatchamacallit's not active, then you think they're going to activate Marcus?
Marcus Epps, yeah. So I talked to Marcus Epps yesterday, and he said he's been working both before and after with Reed Blankenship, like learning the defense.
And it seems like Vic likes Jacorian Bennett. He's usually pretty direct, but all he did was give compliments about Jacorian Bennett when he was asked about him. So it seems like he will probably see the field.
Well, he's got a good number now, too. He's 23. He got out of the 49.
So that's a starter number.
Now, he did say yesterday, I thought this was interesting, Jacorian Bennett did, that he's lined up against George Pickens twice in his career. So he has experience going up against him. I wonder if that's something they would value. But yeah, no, I think it will be Adoree on Thursday.
And you do not think this is going to be a blowout on Thursday?
No, I'm worried about this game.
Really?
Yeah. So I think the two strengths the Cowboys have line up directly with the two weaknesses the Eagles have right now. The two strengths they have, in my opinion,
passing game and defensive
tackles.
The passing game
and their defensive tackles.
Okay.
And now it looks like Landon's going to play. Hopefully he's 100%. If he plays his potential, if he plays his skill level, they'll be fine. But you have one new starter in Tyler Steen, one injured starter in Landon Dickerson, and the pressure comes right up the middle. And you've been making this point all offseason. Like, Jalen does take sacks. Like, he does hold on to the ball. So my worry is if they get pressure on Jalen up the middle, that could hurt the offense, obviously. And then on defense, all offseason, we've said the corner and the safety spot are problems.
Yeah.
And George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are elite receivers. And they have two other good receivers, too. So, yeah, I think... Like, the Cowboys might only win 7 or 8 games this year, but I think this game and this matchup is concerning.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if you knew it. The Eagles had the Super Bowl MVP on their team.
They do, which is why they're going to win, like he always does, but it might be close.
Yeah, I'm kind of with E on this one.
Really?
Yeah, because it's early in the season. Now, believe me, I think the Eagles are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get these matchups early and no one played in the preseason, you just don't know what to expect coming out in that first game. And we may be a little rusty early, but wind up pulling away or pulling the game out in the end. And Dallas, who essentially have the same offensive coordinator. I mean, he was there last year.
Yeah.
I know it was Mike McCarthy there as the head coach.
But he was calm.
But he was there. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is a one-score game. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one-score game.
Two things. One, so Nick's 4-0 in week one, but they've all been close games besides that Atlanta game the first year. They didn't play well against the Patriots. They barely beat the Lions, and then the Packers was a close game.
Yeah.
So they don't play their best football coming out, which is fine. You're not supposed to. But in a divisional game, and by the way, I think Matt Eberflus is a problem in this game, too. Like,
they know each other.
He's a really good defensive coordinator. The Chicago defense got better each of the last 3 years. Like, they don't blitz a ton. I think they're going to make Jalen beat him, and we'll see if he can do it. But I think Matt Eberflus is also a concern for this game.
And we'll get into Jalen next segment because there's a lot of Jalen stuff in
Who
here.
Who would have thought?
How do we feel about Saquon? Obviously, very proud that Saquon's number one on the NFL 100. A little surprising he's not a quarterback.
And that's rare. Has there ever been a... Has anybody... Did McCaffrey finish number one?
He might have the year he had that
unbelievable
year. I was
going to say, did Derrick Henry finish number one? I don't know if anybody else...
I mean, I agree it's weird it's not a quarterback. Saquon did have... I mean, he's a popular player. People know his name. Like, he won the Super Bowl.
He
was
the best player in football
last year.
Yeah,
so I think it's fair. I think it's fair for him to be one.
Should have won the MVP.
I think he should have won MVP too.
Yeah.
I think it's obvious he was MVP.
Yeah, I think they had two MVP
Stupid
candidates last year.
They did not
have two. Yeah. Jalen absolutely should have been an MVP candidate. We've done this. But
oh my God.
If you're the quarterback
so
of one of the top.
So
he didn't
dumb.
Make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Should Jared Goff have been an MVP
yes,
candidate?
Yes, I think Jared Goff should have been an MVP candidate.
And
I
Sam Darnold?
No, not Sam Darnold.
Why not? They won 14 games.
Because they were a fraud. Okay. We all knew they were frauds. Let's be real. Right. Like, not Sam Darnold. But Jared Goff and Jalen absolutely should have been MVP candidates.
All right. Okay. No, they shouldn't have. Okay.
Absolutely should have.
No, they shouldn't have. All right.
Well, he got one MVP.
So tomorrow at...
The one that really matters.
Yeah, I was about to say, the Pro Bowl. You want to know why he wasn't at the Pro Bowl, Jack?
Because he didn't get picked.
Because he was in the Super Bowl.
Because he didn't get picked.
Yeah, he might have been there if enough people dropped out of it.
Well,
believe me, enough dropped out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he wasn't. He was at the Super Bowl.
So Elliot will be with us tomorrow at McGurk's in Royers Ford. We'll be there all day from mornings through our show. But at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Terrell Owens will be with us. Along with our very own Hugh Douglas at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. So it'll be great to see T.O., great to live some of the good old days, but also, you know, there was a little thing between T.O. and Hugh, and this is the, I don't remember them ever talking since then, like publicly. Yeah. So this will be the first, and Ike's sitting between them.
Oh, I'm going to have to be Mills Lane tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm shutting up.
I was going to say, I'm going to sit off to the side. Yeah. I don't know if I'll still be there, but I will stay to watch.
That's exciting. I don't think I've ever met T.O. I don't think I've ever been in.
He's a big dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's T.O., man.
Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Just so you guys get prepared for him.
Yes.
There's a different aura with T.O.
Superstar aura?
Yeah, see, that is, yeah. When he comes in, you're going to know
T.O.
he came
there.
In.
Dude,
yes.
I saw him on Super Bowl Radio Row a few years ago, and that's a star-studded event. When he walks in, like, people can tell.
The crowd moves with him and everything,
You know at McGurk's, we will have a lively crowd. Mm-hmm. You know we're getting the T.O. song.
Oh, it's no doubt.
You know we're getting the T.O.
Has he done any Eagles events? I'm trying to think of the last time he was at an Eagles event, which I know this is not technically Eagles event, but I mean like a Philadelphia... Right? I mean...
We had him here, remember, at WIP. We did a T.O. roast.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was going to say the Conklin roast thing.
Yeah, we did a T.O. roast years ago. He's been back in town.
Yeah, I just
can't
remember.
He's been back in town, but I don't think he's had an event like this.
He's been like around a lot of Eagles fans, and I'm excited.
So that is tomorrow. T.O. will be with us tomorrow. By the way, Nick Foles joins us today on the show at 4 p.m. More with Elliot coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nick Foles joins us at 4.
Yeah.
Tuesdays with Elliot going on right now. The Twitter question. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you ever played a game of one-on-one that included free throws? 90.5% of people say no.
It's absurd.
It is one of the worst things that Joe's ever done.
I said to him this morning... that I almost have to give him credit for creating a problem. Like this whole idea that Jack's just going to hack him every time he's about to score.
Yes.
Like Jack was not going to do that.
No.
Joe might have been about to do it, but that's his problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more likely that it would be a better strategy for Joe than it would be for Jack.
Well, it's Joe's, it's Joe's way of trying to get free throws into it.
Yes.
He's created a
because
problem where the
throws.
Solution is his thing.
Yes.
Because so you guys decided?
Like, no, 4:30. Joe will be on the show today.
Oh, really? All right. Nice.
Yeah, Rod Lakin will be in here to make final judgments. But there are
Ready to create present his case?
Well, I'm not playing if we're doing foul shots.
Yeah.
What are we, five?
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of other rules we have to figure out Joe, just so we know going into it what we're dealing with. Because you never know what Joe has.
Well, this
up
is
his
Joe's
sleeve.
Strength. Like, he wins. If he's going to win, it'll be today. Like, getting the rules to where he wants, getting free. Like,
well, there won't be free throws.
I hope not.
Let me put it this way. I don't care what he says. And I've gotten a lot of heat. It was like, hey, why are you doing this and not Jack? Jack was involved to play. No one said that Jack had to be involved. And I mentioned, does Joe negotiate his own contract? Does he have an agent that negotiates his contract? His agent comes in and does it, right?
Have you heard the nickname?
Well, no.
That they call you in the morning?
Oh, yeah, mommy and daddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the...
I was referring to you as she today.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever. I have no problem with women. Maybe Joe does. Ooh. Maybe that's why he's not married. So the well, I mean, it's true.
Ooh, boy.
4:30 is going to be fun.
It's true. The point here is that they have done so many of these negotiations in secret, where Joe can pull one over on Jack, or Rod, who, by the way, has been on Joe's side the entire time, trying to get the rules on Joe's side, is that this has to be for everyone to hear. So it
maybe
will be
threatening to put his number out to the public wasn't the best idea in terms of helping to get the rulings on your side.
Look, I have the we have the public on our side, which to me is all that really matters. So, what do we want to do here, Jalen? Jalen, do we want to do?
You want to talk about Jalen?
Yeah, a little Jalen thing.
All right, switch it up.
So here is
switch it up.
So the Athletics, Jeff Howe. Does a prediction thing for quarterbacks every year. Surveys a bunch of coaches and executives in the NFL. So this poll was of 31 NFL coaches and executives conducted by Jeff Howe. So the question here is, you're starting a franchise from scratch. Who are the top three quarterbacks you would take? And everyone who, you know, you got to vote, you got to vote. Yeah. So, and everyone was allowed to take three quarterbacks. So who do you think got the most votes?
Mahomes.
It's actually Josh Allen.
Okay.
Josh Allen got 22. Who do you think is second?
Mahomes.
And he actually tied with Joe Burrow.
Wow.
For 19 votes each.
All right. So who was third?
Who do you think? Yeah. Well, this would be fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who
Baker Mayfield.
It's actually Jaden Daniels.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense. Got 13. Who do you think is fifth?
Has Lamar been said yet?
Lamar has not
wow.
been said.
Then Lamar.
Lamar is fifth. Who do you think is sixth?
I mean,
four votes.
I'm guessing it's not Jalen.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other quarterbacks are. I mean, Jared Goff?
No, it's actually Justin Herbert.
Interesting.
Justin Herbert got four votes. So the next three guys all got two votes. Who do you think those three guys are? To start an NFL franchise.
Tanner
with?
McKee. No. Caleb Williams.
No. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, your guy.
CJ Stroud and Drake May. So then there are...
They threw a Drake May in there?
So unbelievable.
There are three final quarterbacks who all got one vote
each. Just say
them
at this point, yeah.
One vote each. Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix, and Cam Ward.
Holy hell.
Wow.
The disrespect is real.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Zero votes. What does that say to you, though? That not
haters?
It says...
honestly.
The league views Jalen as a product of the talent around him. That is what it says to me. They don't view Jalen as the reason the Eagles win. They view him as a product of the talent. Now, they can be wrong. Like, I don't agree with that, right?
Why don't they think that about Burrow, who also has a lot of talent around him?
Because they think Burrow's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they can discern from Burrow that even though he has a lot of talent around him, that he's also good, but they're not able to figure that out for Jalen.
I guess not.
Okay.
Let me say.
Like, well, yeah,
they think Jalen
right?
is the talent of they think Jalen is the product of the talent around him. But, you know, till this whole like obviously you and Jack are, you know, trying to prove a point here.
No, I'm just reading the poll.
When it comes to ranking quarterbacks,
hold strong in there,
resumes matter. And they're not you're not saying here how would you rank your quarterbacks? You're saying who would you start like and that is a different ranking than where Jalen should be in the hierarchy of the league.
Okay, how about this? Where would you take him if you were gonna start a team from scratch? Would he be in your top three?
Yeah, Ellie, no. What do you think about this?
No.
Would he be in your top five? See, this is now we're getting to now we're getting to
finally
honesty.
Some honesty
but then,
on
but
this.
But then will no, you no, no, guys no. be honest about the fact that the fact he won the Super Bowl matters when
yes,
where he
that's
should
why
rank.
I have
yes,
been there.
Exactly.
That's the only reason he's up
I think
there.
Seventh is fair. Where do you have him, Jack?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. My ranking of Jalen, I think, has been totally fair this entire offseason.
I agree. You've been very fair with Jalen.
Okay.
But what I do think people from outside the building, and I'm not saying Jalen's like the perfect teammate or the easiest to coach, but what I do think people miss is before Jalen got here, Eagles were not in a good spot, right? And I do think the way Jalen plays helps them win a lot. So yes, you need talent around Jalen to win, but you need talent around all quarterbacks to win. So
sure.
He would not be in my top five I would start a franchise with.
Top seven?
He would probably be there. Like, then there's the rookies that you have to take into account. But, like, he would probably be in my top seven.
Yeah. Probably.
No, I'd have to do the list. But, yeah.
Okay, so Josh Allen would be ahead of him,
Josh
right?
Allen.
Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Jaden
so
Daniels.
Burrow is interesting to me just because he's torn his ACL before. Like, that would matter to me when picking somebody. It just would.
Okay.
It would. It would. Now, Jaden Daniels, I think that's a tough one.
Didn't Saquon tear his ACL?
Yeah, and I would not pick Saquon as my number one guy to start a team. Okay, I would pick someone that doesn't have an injury.
He did bounce back, though, from that.
He did.
For 2,000 yards. I don't know. I would have Jalen in my top 10.
Top 10. That's
fair. Yes, I would have him in my top 10. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you're saying starting from scratch, he doesn't have this team.
Yep.
Because here's what I'll say. Jalen, there's something about playing with expectations. There's something about playing when you have a team that's as talented as the one that is around him. And this guy, even though he got benched at Bama, he was at Bama, right? He was a five-star recruit that went to Alabama. Now, he lost the job to Tua, but he was at Alabama where he went to Oklahoma and in 1 year was a Heisman finalist, maybe the runner-up that year.
I think he was second only to Burrow.
Yeah, and made the playoff, right? Like, so it's not like, I'm not saying Oklahoma is Northwestern or something, but
it's not Bama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, he was able to do that. And then to come here and do what he's done, it may not always look great, but it has to be something that is of value to what he brings to the table.
I think quite clearly he is not fazed by pressure situations. Mm-hmm. And I do think in the last couple of minutes of a game, when he doesn't have to think, you know, like when he's just playing football, he is as dangerous as any quarterback in that situation, which is why if you do have a good team and you can get into the playoffs, having him in those situations is a bonus.
Yeah, so I think he does more than just that. I do think he is one of the best situational quarterbacks in the NFL. Red zone and third. He is. If you look at the stats.
What situations?
Like third and fourth downs, he is top three in the league in efficiency on those plays. And like that matters a lot. And last year, you could think of a lot. Like the big
red
throw.
Zone.
The big throw against the Giants when they were coming off that Browns game where they won, but everyone was mad. It was close at half. He hits AJ for a touchdown on fourth down right before halftime. Against the Bengals, he had a bunch of third and long completions in that game. Against Washington in the playoffs, he had a third down completion.
And late throw to Devontae against the Jags.
Yeah, so he is a big-time third and fourth down player, and he's a big-time red zone player. So those matter a ton. I agree with what you're saying. He handles pressure well. He's good in 2 minutes. But he is more than just that. Like, he makes a lot of really big plays in big spots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm telling you what it is. It's to the eye. It's not pleasing. His play is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Meaning that I don't think he does anything that wows anybody. It jumps off the screen, right? I was looking at highlights of Elway last week. You watch Elway throw the ball, you're like, my goodness.
It's actually unbelievable yes, to watch
exactly.
Elway.
Yeah. You watch Elway throw the football back then. It's unbelievable. But I think Jalen goes a long way this year to quiet some of that stuff. I don't think people are ever going to love his measurables as a quarterback. Some of these guys are always going to be more tantalizing if you give them the choice. You know, the Lamars, the Josh, the Joe Burrow, like they're going to always be ahead of Jalen, no matter what. Even Justin Herbert, because of the way he throws the ball. But I think he can solidify himself as a quarterback that you can rely upon, because I think he's going to be called upon this year to do it more.
Well, yeah, he's definitely a quarterback you can rely on.
Yeah.
Like, no question about it.
I'm just saying, you know, the idea of put the game on his shoulders and let him go.
But the other thing I would say is I agree that he is not, like, a highlight-level player viewed that way. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he did have a 50-yard touchdown run against the Rams in the playoffs. Like, there are big moments that
sure,
I think if Josh Allen or Lamar did that, people would highlight them more because they are viewed as a player that creates highlights. Like, Jalen does do a lot of really positive highlight plays. The dagger. Being one of them.
All right.
I mean, I'm serious.
Okay. Hang on.
Yeah.
I just have a question about this, but we'll get back to it.
Oh, man.
Just like I have a question about your old drafty windows and doors. Now, look, we're in the fall, basically. And before you know it, it's going to be the winter. And then, oh, no. The thing you didn't cross off your to-do list, the windows and doors, come roaring back as a problem when the winter comes and it's freezing outside. Right now, this fall, Guida is going to help you save, make it a little easier for you to do this with the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every door or window you buy, you get the second one for 50% off. Can you mix and match? That is the question. Spike, can we mix and match? So if we buy a door, can we get half off a storm door or a window or something? Absolutely, you can mix and match. So if you have to replace everything in your house, remember, you're going to get 50% off half that project. So the more you need, the more that you get, the more you save. Plus, start your project with no money down and take 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is for a limited time. There are restrictions. So what I want you to do, call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. I don't even know if I want to ask this. So, like...
I'm excited to hear it.
Well, no. So your thing is like... If another quarterback did this, there would be highlights all over the place of Lamar doing this, of Josh Allen did that. But when Jalen does it, nobody notices at all. What are you talking about?
No. I'm not saying nobody notices. I was just saying to when Ike has said he's not viewed as a highlight player, he does have big plays. Like, mm-hmm. So Jalen's not playing in secret. Like, people watch him play. So
yes.
I'm just saying that 50-yard touchdown run, I think gets swept under the rug a little bit when discussing Jalen, because he's viewed as not being good in that game. He's viewed as the passing game not being great, which are both probably... True, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. but he did still have a 50-yard touchdown run.
No, what happens is that happened, but then 7 sacks happened.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I'm just saying that there are a ton of Jalen highlights.
That safety was the worst play in the game.
Yeah, that was a bad play.
Yeah.
Are we all excited that the Tush Push now has a sponsorship?
Oh, man!
Let me tell you, as a former program director, I'm like, somebody was on the ball over there.
Well,
saw that.
You know what I think it is?
Yeah.
I think it's harder to ban if the Eagles are making money off of it.
I would agree with you.
Right? Like if they're getting, I don't know what they're getting, but let's say I'd imagine it's quite a bit, right?
Let's say it's a few hundred grand.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the NFL comes through this play. The Eagles can now be like, well, you're costing us $500,000 if you get this play banned.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good counter if they ever come back for the play.
Yeah, I got no problem. I'm an endorser.
Do you think they? Well, not yet. But if dude wipes,
I use the product.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, there you go.
By the way, not to get too.
Oh boy, you got to be careful.
I'm just saying,
one.
All men should.
You want to be sanitary. Yeah, you want to be clean.
Yes, all men should.
I should be clean.
Yes.
You don't want to be
like Buzz. You don't want to be like Buzz Wilson.
Well, yes.
Yeah. At Six Flags.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying.
Here's what I would say.
I'll just see.
Let's see if I can navigate.
Yes.
Here's why it's a good idea. Imagine you got something gross on your hand.
Yeah.
Let's just say you got something gross on your hand. Would you ever consider just going about your day, wiping that something gross off with a paper towel and going, no, of course you'd wash your hands. You'd use some moisture.
We hope you would.
Yeah, that's where the dude wipe comes in.
Walking a thin line here, because I'm a very sanitary person,
well,
to be clear.
I don't know.
But like if...
Yeah.
If wiping it off your hand, like I think the next part is more about... I just think if you can wipe it off with something dry, like why not? Like, so, it's gone.
Oh, hold on.
So the germs aren't gone.
So, wait a minute. Hold on. So you have a dog.
I do.
Okay. So let's say you are walking Kingsley.
Correct.
Let's say you're walking Kingsley and there's a hole in the poop bag and you go to grab it and you get some off on your fingers.
I would wash my hands.
Okay. All right. That's the point.
But you
wouldn't just use a paper towel, would you?
I would not, but I don't use products like Dude Wipe, so I can't... But I will say, I do.
Boy, they're getting their money's worth here. They didn't pay us.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on board with it.
I don't want to lose a potential sponsorship. Yeah. I do think it's kind of uncomfortable, when you use a wet product down there.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
not
I'm
uncomfortable.
Saying.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Once you get used to it, I've been doing it for years.
I don't want to get used to it. I'd prefer to do it how I've been doing it for 37 years. It's gone well.
First of all, before they came out with Dude Wipes, it's what women use.
Yes.
So if you live with you got a wife or a girlfriend, that product is probably already in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Or should be. Believe me, women don't just use toilet paper, brother. If they do, listen, I'm not even going down that road.
Yeah, I don't like
I'm not even going down that road.
215.
I'm not even going down that road. Because most women are very hygienic. And that's something that.
They call up all our wives.
They're going to take it. No, I know my wife has always used wipes for years. I'm saying I started it about. Yeah. A decade ago.
Well, it's similar to a bidet in some ways.
Dude wipes are just there to make it sound cool for a man to use.
It just feels like moist towelettes almost.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
fine.
A baby wipe.
Yeah.
There's a reason they don't do dry baby wipes because you want the baby.
But I don't want diaper rash or anything down there.
No,
for sure.
And by the way,
that.
My brother has the bidet. Not into it. It's too weird. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Once Joe the camera guy went, I'm out.
Dude, we were overseas. Every bathroom had it. I was like, I'm good. I don't want it.
I don't need a splash up there.
Do you
I'm
want
good.
Another point on this, or are we good?
No, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah,
I've been ready to move on.
Okay, I think we can move on.
Me too, but this is what I do, so I have to.
So a couple, the two last Eagles things. So if you went number, no, I'm just kidding. All right. Do you think the possibility of the Eagles, let's say there's no injuries, we were looking for, maybe they trade for a safety, maybe they trade for a cornerback, maybe they trade for an edge. They didn't do any of those things. Do you think that we are past the point that that could happen even into the season? You don't.
No, I don't. But, I think until the trade deadline is here, I think they could trade for an impact starter.
I'm past waiting on Justin Simmons.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, where the hell is he?
But what will happen is.
We signed Marcus Epps.
The field will get bigger. Like, teams will be willing to trade people. Maybe their backups are like
maybe their quarterback gets hurt and the season's done.
Yeah, there will be more players available. And I think I also don't think they're against making a switch. Like, if Adoree struggles on Thursday, I wouldn't rule out Ja'Quarian starting against the Chiefs. I don't think whoever's starting is getting a long leash.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's at the safety spot, too.
For sure.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a rotating game.
I think if Makuba didn't hurt his hamstring, he would have started against Dallas. After the preseason game he had,
he got all the first-team
reps. So I think Sidney Brown, his you know, that job is very much like not his for the long term. Like, he can lose that job.
Final thing. We talked about this a little bit last week when the trade happened. I think it's better for the Eagles to have Micah Parsons on the Cowboys than the Packers. Like,
for sure.
To me, I would rather because the Cowboys are not going to win a Super Bowl. I don't want to face I don't want to face the Packers with Micah Parsons on it in the NFC Championship game. I know we were all celebrating the Cowboys' downfall when they traded Parsons, and I was looking at oh no. Like,
I don't want him to go to the Packers.
Yeah. I wish they traded. I would much Chargers
rather,
or something.
Yeah, I would much rather, to your point, have Micah in the division on Dallas. Than in the conference on Green Bay.
Y'all are crazy.
Well, he's been in the division for the past few years, and he hasn't really done anything. I just think against the Eagles.
Okay.
The Eagles
did he have two sacks last year against the Eagles? Down in Dallas? I know he stripped Jalen of him, forced a fumble on him.
Last year?
I believe so. Okay.
All right, then he did that. But like I'm saying, the Cowboys have not been like a stellar team. Like I would rather not face him on a team that is already very like. I think that trade makes Green Bay, without question, the biggest threat to the
I
Eagles.
Totally agree. Yeah. Two things can be right. Yes, Green Bay is better because they have Michael Parsons. But the idea that I would rather him be on the Cowboys so I could face him twice a year, no. No, I would much rather they traded him to the AFC.
Well,
that's
that,
what I would prefer.
Yeah. Sure, yes, yeah. I agree. But if I'm saying if you had to pick, like it's up to Ike. He is on the Packers or the Cowboys?
Yeah, of course, the Packers.
So I would pick he's on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because the Packers are better.
Yeah, but you don't play the Packers twice a year.
No, but you could play them in bigger games.
Yeah, you could.
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
And you also could be held from getting to a big game because he's with the Eagles.
But he hasn't held them so far.
So the rest of his career, he's not going to do anything for the next decade. The guy's been compared The guy's being compared to Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
He's double-digit sacks every year. So just because he hadn't stopped the Eagles from getting to the Super Bowl at this point, it's never going to happen.
Then why would
you be worried about it with the Packers?
Because the Packers have a better team around him. So when you're dealing with a better offense and better players on defense, Micah impacts it more. That's where I'm at.
Well, it's a big
week. You guys twist yourselves in a pretzel over the silliest things.
Yeah. Except dude wipes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big week for Elliot. It's a good big week for the Go Birds podcast.
Yes.
You can get it wherever you get your podcast, Go Birds Daily, all that stuff.
We'll Elliot, be live right after the game on YouTube.
There you go. And Elliot will be with us tomorrow at McGurk's in Royers Ford. Remember, T.O. will be there. I had a couple of people ask whether he's calling or he would be there. T.O. will be at McGurk's at 5 o'clock
with
tomorrow.
Hugh Douglas.
With Hugh Douglas. Right.
Yep.
And Ike sitting in between them and me shutting up off to the side. Super Bowl Eagles legend and Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles joins us
an
next.
Earned one
that is two Super Bowl MVPs with us in 1 week's time
one
how about it Jalen on last
an
week
earned one. Will you be,
Jalen
you
earned his way more
there,
than
man.
Nick earned his
well, oh you need to
I agree
no I
no,
might
no, are you
see
Jalen
all?
Started
I agree.
The whole year
I
that
agree.
Was up with the game. Had two good games
and I love Nick I
it's
agree
Super
the
Bowl
game.
The game in the game Jalen did way more to help the Eagles
no,
win the
he
Super Bowl.
Did.
No
Shut
offense
up.
To Nick. I
hope
he's
not listening. In the game. No.
Jalen was
no.
awesome
no.
in the game, too.
No.
Let's not
Jalen
like
shut his mic off. Shut up.
Shut his mic off.
I was going through the season.
No, of course. Yes. In the Super Bowl.
No one disagrees with that.
Well, the season
that.
Matters. They don't get there
no.
without
no.
them.
No! No! I know they're the worst Super Bowl MVP for the entire season, idiot.
I
need
to break it to you. The Super Bowl MVP generally goes to the player that's helped them the most throughout the
season. No, they don't!
Yes, yes, it does.
The 2013 Seahawks, don't know.
There
that
are exceptions
is.
To every
You're
rule.
Wrong.
You know, I'm not wrong.
It's Marcus Smith.
Yeah, there are exceptions to every rule.
Then why did Saquon get it?
Because Jalen helped him more.
Shut up!
The
number one player in football.
Who helped him more? Who helped him win the Super Bowl more? Jalen or Nick? Jalen or Nick?
Junior.
Jalen or Nick?
Nick Foles is with us next.
Can't wait.
This
Hope
is
you
the
that.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.